from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, so the boys were talking this morning about J.J. Watt. And I heard this one, and we didn't even play it yesterday because I didn't think it was that big a deal when we were playing all, you know, every version of Kay Adams interviews yesterday. She was carrying the show. But they brought this up because she asked Danielle Hunter about number 55 versus number 99. And then I'll tell you what they were talking about.
Numbers don't matter except yours because you're wearing the 55 and it's throwing me the F off, Danielle. What is this?
I mean, it's the same double-digit trend from what I brought from Minnesota, but, you know, out of respect for JJ, you know, he wore 99 for the Houston Texans, and he did a lot for the city of Houston, so it's only right to just let it be for him. You know, just coming into a new team, new number, but keeping a double-digit number trend. So I kind of like it.
I do like it, but it was just your idea. There was no discussion about it. You were just like, this is what I'm going to do. It's very freaking cool of you.
I mean, it definitely had to be the same digit. So, but I feel like 55 was the best looking one out of all of them.
So they were asking the question, might this be a hint? You know, out of respect, he said, for JJ, he didn't take 99. But might this be a hint that he's leaving that number open?
I think so. 100% I think so. Yeah. I think he did leave it open, and I'm not even sure if he knew anything. Like, maybe he didn't know for sure that JJ was coming back. But mm-hmm. I think just for the simple fact, out of respect, and hey, it's a possibility he might come back. I think he left that open because he could have 100% took that number.
Yeah,
JJ Watt, man, just come back, man. Danielle Hunter saved that number for you. Let's be honest. Let's come back, win that Super Bowl, baby. Let's get it.
So here's where I kind of differed from their opinion. I understand it. I get it. It's probably right, to be honest, because they were saying, like, it doesn't really mean anything. And I'm paraphrasing what they were talking about this morning. But he said it doesn't really mean anything. And, you know, there was no way he was going to take that number anyway, even if JJ was already retired. Like, yeah. Because he's a legend. It's hard to fill that number in a city where the guy is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and he's from this city.
No, I'm talking about JJ.
Oh, I thought you was talking about... Okay.
What they were saying is, like, Danielle Hunter was never going to get 99. Okay. Even if JJ hadn't had these little hints and, hey, call me, or no, I'll call you kind of thing. And I get that. I understand. But if you listen to that one more time, you know, and maybe it was just sort of like the conversation went in a different direction and no harm, no foul. But she asked him, was there no conversation about it? And he didn't really answer it.
JJ knows. Anytime he's ready, I'm ready.
Yeah. What does that mean?
If he's ready. JJ's been out now for, what, 2 years? When you stop playing football for 2 years, it's hard to come back.
So you're saying that knowing it's an open invitation, but he's probably not going to take it.
It's always open for JJ. I'm really? Never closing that door.
All right, so Danielle Hunter never really answered about, was there a discussion about taking JJ's number? And D'Amico Ryans was given the opportunity again. This was yesterday, Figgy.
Yeah.
This wasn't like back when he was doing the softball tournament and all that. No, this was yesterday, and he still said, I'm never going to close that door.
Yeah, I think D'Amico, I said this from the beginning. I don't see D'Amico knocking on JJ's door and say, hey, we need you. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you come back? I think he is leaving that door open for JJ, but I think it's totally up to JJ. JJ got to knock on the door, and he got to hit up Nick Caserio and say, hey,
yeah,
I'm ready to come back. I want to play.
I think you're right, but he could have taken, I mean, I think out of respect, like what Sean and Seth were saying, Danielle Hunter didn't take 99.
Yeah.
But it's very possible when he said, hey, I don't think I want to take number 99, that somebody said, yeah, that's a good idea. Don't take 99. Yeah. We might need that number later.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I think it's possible because, JJ keep in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it on TV like he was kind of thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And he's training and all that stuff. So I think they did leave a jersey number open for him just in case.
Yeah. So who makes the call first? I think it's you almost get into like a stare down here. Because, like, let's say D'Amico all of a sudden is looking at things and maybe there's an injury or whatever, and he's like, but I don't want to call. I don't think D'Amico wants to put pressure on JJ to come back.
Yeah, I think that's very important because mm-hmm. D'Amico is a former player.
Yeah.
So I don't think D'Amico is going to say, hey, JJ, we need – I don't think he's going to put all that pressure on him.
Yeah.
But also, I think D'Amico is leaving the door open to JJ because mm-hmm. it's all on him. That's it. That's JJ's body.
Yeah.
So I don't think D'Amico will ever, being a former player, will ever say, hey, can you come out of retirement and help us win? I think he's just leaving the door open for JJ to see how JJ feel. And that's all that matters. How do JJ feel? Do he feel like he can go another year? Or if not, hey, I'm going to just sit back and chill.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever put pressure on them like that.
So does JJ have to make the call? Because JJ might be also looking for a sign, you know? So that's almost like, oh, you go. No, you go. And they don't know, like, or is it just totally up to JJ? I think there might be in a little bit of a stare down here, and JJ doesn't want to be that dude that's, you know, hey, I'm going to potlick and I'm gonna hop on board a good thing and try to get a championship or whatever. Just because they're good. He doesn't want to be that guy. And I don't think D'Amico wants to ask him.
Yeah, I think JJ got to be the one that come to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it could, you know, maybe JJ, all he got to do is just walk through the door and say, hey,
yeah,
I'm thinking about
it. How is everybody?
Yeah, I think that's when they all can start talking and be like, yeah, you know what, let's make this work and all this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think JJ got to be the one that knock on the door, you know, knock on the door and say, hey, let's go. I think I'm ready. But I actually saw him at the Hall of Fame game.
And you said he didn't really look.
He looked like he about 245. He don't look like that old J.J. Watt. That Captain America J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
He looked kind of skinny, man. He looked like he in retirement mode. So that's just me. Maybe he could bulk up, but he looked like he in retirement
mode. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.